Hey, this is Dr. Lin. Patient last name is K-A-L-L-A-S. First name is Timothy. Date of visit is August 20th, 2024. Next paragraph. Patient tells me that he was involved in traumatic brain injury. It was in 1976. Time of patient was in Wisconsin riding a bicycle. He was hit by a car. He hit the left temporal head area. A patient went to the emergency room. He was bleeding from the left temporal area. He required stitches on the left skull. The left temporal scalp. He required stitches in the left temporal scalp. A patient had severe headache. A patient was confused and disoriented. Patient had headaches for many days after that. Next paragraph. In 1985, one patient was in Claremont, California. Patient tells me that a pool gate door hit the right face. He completely knocked him out. Patient had loss of consciousness and fell to the ground. He does not remember how many minutes he was out of consciousness. Patient was taken to the emergency room in the hospital. Patient required stitches in the right eyebrow. Patient has severe head pain, confusion, and disorientation after this injury. Next paragraph. In 1986, a patient was in Glendale, California. Patient was an officer. There was a soldier game. Involved running and throwing basketball. Patient tells me that he was playing that game. Patient hit the door. He hit the head right onto the door. He hit the front of the head. Patient had immediate loss of consciousness and fell to the ground for a few minutes. Patient has severe headache, confusion, nausea, vomiting. Next paragraph. In 1988, a patient was in Fort Benning, Georgia. A patient tripped over a wire which triggered a grenade stimulator. The grenade stimulator went off. It went off about a foot and a half away from him. It was right next to his head. Patient had immediate loss of consciousness for a few seconds. Patient was confused, disoriented, and severe headache after that. Next paragraph. In 1988, a patient was in Fort Benning, Georgia. Patient fell down and hit the back of the head on a rocky road. Patient tells me that the back of the head hit a rock. Patient also immediate loss of consciousness. He does not remember how long. When he woke up, a patient was confused and disoriented. Next paragraph. A patient tells me since the event, a patient has severe headache. He has headache almost every single day. It's a band-like around the head distribution. Patient also has memory problems. He's got poor memory. A patient is not able to remember a lot of short-term memory. Patient has disorientation. Patient also has dizziness. A patient has been taking Advil and need a lot of rest. Patient needs to lie down a lot to prevent the headaches. Next paragraph. This is Mark's interpretation.